Anyway, how about the Windsor Greyhounds? And I know Jake Vensel's going to say this is a good day to be a Greyhound. I know he's going to say that before he signs off. He's on the line, and Windsor goes on the road tonight. They avenge an earlier loss to Adrian. They win tonight at Adrian 20-19. And, Jake, appreciate you calling. And, hey, you know, Adrian beat you, I think, 41-14, something like that earlier in the season. You go back to their place tonight. You come away with a 20-19 win. What was the difference in this game tonight?
Well, I tell you what, this was one heck of a high school football game. It's everything you would ask for in a district championship game, and I'm just so extremely proud of our guys and the heart that they showed tonight. You know, we battled through a lot of adversity. We put ourselves in some tough situations, but we made big play after big play. And, you know, I truly believe we've been building all season to play in games like this, and we were just able to make some big plays at the right time.
Coach, tell me how that second half played out. I think you guys had the lead at halftime, and it was a close game throughout. How'd the game wind down, and just fill us in on that?
Well, I tell you what, you know, we got down early. It was 13-0 after the first quarter. We had a punt block. They ran back for a touchdown, and they scored another on another possession. But our guys really dug in and fought to get back in the game. Kind of had a busted play. Where our quarterback scrambled around and threw it to Jonah Roberts, and he had a 21-yard reception for a touchdown. And then on a fourth and one play down the goal line, Jonah Roberts reversed the field and scrambled back to the other side. He ended up throwing to one of our running backs who slipped into the end zone, and we scored our second touchdown there. And so we got the extra point, and so we took a 14-13 lead in at half. And I tell you what, it was just, like I said, it was a heck of a high school football game. Come out in the second half, and we score somewhere in the end of the third quarter. Jonah Roberts has a 35-yard touchdown run. He just busted loose and on a fourth down play. And so we took the lead, 20-13, and Adrian has a ton of fight. They're a good program, very physical, big offensive line, run the option at you. And so they had a couple possessions, and they were able to punch one in there at the end, clock kind of running against them, and they ended up scoring. And so they lined up to kick an extra point, and then we jumped offsides. And so they got the ball at the 1.5-yard line. They decided to go for two and for the win, and they ran the play, and they had a legal shift, and the guy would have scored, so we brought it back, and then they lined up to kick an extra point, and they faked it. And a guy rolled out and threw it to a guy in the end zone, and it fell incomplete for the 20-19 victory.
So, Coach, I hope you had your blood medication how it should have been tonight. That sounds like an insane, crazy ending.
Oh, it absolutely was. It was just, like I said, a one heck of a high school football game. Everything that you would ask for in a district championship game. You know, we had a huge crowd there tonight. The whole community is extremely excited about Windsor Greyhound football. So proud of our guys and the way they performed, and we're so thankful for the support from our crowd.
Coach, you guys got down 13-0 tonight, and that's against a team that had already put it on you early in the season. Talk about your kids' mental toughness, because it would have been really easy for your boys to hang their heads and you know, just not be able to fight back.
Yeah, you know, we played them in week 6, and you know, we went over there, and it was kind of a disappointing game for us. We didn't feel like we played our best. You know, we got together as a coaching staff, and you know, we decided there was a few things that we could make adjustments to, but we just had to become better football players. We had to block better, we had to get off blocks, and just become better football players and a better team overall. And we just kept getting better week in and week out, and our kids really bought into that. We play an extremely tough schedule in the K-Finger and some of the WEMO schools that we were playing. And that really came to play there later in the season. I felt like that prepared us to be ready for the postseason. And it came up big in games like tonight. Our kids are very mentally strong. You know, could have easily let down there. But they just kept battling. And they battled all night. And they just played. They had hearts of champions tonight. And this was a very hard-fought victory. So proud of this group of young men.
Jake, you got another game, at least one more game coming up next week. Before we talk about that, though, your record now, according to what I have, you're 10-2. How long has it been since Windsor's had a record like that?
Well, It's never happened. Okay. Windsor has never had 10 wins in the season. The closest was 1988, and that was 9-1. So we just broke the school record for the most wins in the season. We also just won our first district title since 1989.
Wow.
So that's been 30 years. And our community is just so supportive and so excited about this football program. We just got back to the school here just a little bit ago, and we had a fire truck and police escort into town. People were lining up the four-way at 11 o'clock at night, and they followed us back to the school. And it's a really exciting time. This community deserves this, and I couldn't be more happy for them.
Well, I hope they let you ride on top of the fire truck with the fire chief's hat on, but they probably didn't. But, hey, let's talk about next week. Talk about a rematch. You finished second place in the K-Singer Conference, the number one ranked team in the state, Class 1, undefeated, the Lincoln Cardinals. They came to your place in week number 4 and beat you 40-14, but they're still a very good football team, but I think you're a much better team than you were at that time. So they come to your place next week, so that should be a real head-knocking game.
Yeah, it certainly will. We know Lincoln very well. They know us well. K-Singer Conference opponent. We've played some really tough games within the last few years. Last year went over there and played them to overtime. And, you know, and this year it was a really close ball game, and we were actually up at one point 14-13 in the first half. And, you know, and things kind of got away there in the second half. But, you know, I know that we'll be hosting that quarterfinal game next Saturday here in Windsor. I know that we're going to have an absolutely huge crowd here in Windsor, and I know that Lincoln will travel well. We're two rivals that are 20 minutes apart from each other. And, you know, we get another opportunity to play them. We couldn't be more excited about that. And then to play in the state quarterfinals, which, to my knowledge, is the furthest that any Windsor High School football pro team has ever been. So we're just very excited about this opportunity.
Well, congratulations, Jake. You do a great job. Kevin Lefevre does a great job over at Lincoln. That should be a super game next week. And you call us every Friday night, and thanks again for doing that. We always enjoy. I know you're a late caller, and we always wait up for you, so we enjoy talking. And I know you've got one more thing you want to tell us before you sign off.
Thank you so much for your coverage of high school athletics, and go Greyhounds.
Go Greyhounds. I knew you were going to get that Greyhound. Great day to be a Greyhound, right?
Great day to be a Greyhound.
Okay. Thank you, Jake. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. That's Jake Vinsel. And, boy, they really done.